Sheena Miller, Executive Director of the Smithers District Chamber of Commerce.
So we're here talking about the business or the Excellence in Business Awards that the Chamber does yearly. Can you tell our listeners, let's tell it like they don't know anything about it at all. So can you give a bit of an overview of what the awards are, who they're for, and who you hope gets involved nominating?
Yeah, so the Smithers Community Business Excellence Awards is just an awesome opportunity annually for members of the community to nominate their favorite businesses, entrepreneurs, service clubs, anyone that makes an impact in this community. You know, Volunteer Citizen of the Year, so Educator of the Year. There's 13 awards, and every year we put the nominations out to the public, and we really hope that people, you know, they nominate their homegrown heroes, the people, the community cultivators, the people that make impacts, the people, the movers and shakers in this community that make the Bulkley Valley the place we want to reside. So it's really about capturing positivity and excitement, and we all know we need that after a couple rough years of pandemic living, and we're still in that right now. And so this is just such an awesome opportunity to really connect and engage, and you know, I guess I've used the word already, but excite the public and show our businesses some love. And right now it's this October, it's all happening during Small Business Week, which is also the essence of that is to really promote small businesses and tell the story of their vibrancy and how they form the backbone of, you know, northern communities. And so the two are aligning this year, and it's just really exciting that we're announcing this nomination opportunity and process right during Small Business Week. So yeah, I'm especially excited this year. I really want to see people just spend 5 or 10 minutes on the JOT form and you know, just write down and tell us who is amazing, who impacts your life on a regular basis, what businesses are awesome, what service clubs are doing great things. You know, is it your child's gymnastics club? Is it the ski hill that's bringing in tourism? Like, who are the people that are making an impact here? And there's so much diversity and in all the different sectors of business in the Bulkley Valley. So I think we can be really proud about that. And this is the opportunity to really show, again, recognition to these awesome people that make our community great.
So if I want to just nominate someone because I like them, I'm just going to go onto your form and look for the business or look for the category. And then I can make one, or can I make as many nominations for each category as I want?
That's an awesome question, Pam. So of the 13 categories, you can just pick one and you can spend the time to put a 250-word description to describe why that business has made an impact and why you're nominating them. But we are asking, like, if you're going to spend the time to go on the JOT form link, you know, maybe you could spend an extra minute or two and nominate some other businesses in the different categories, because there are 13 very, very diverse, unique categories. So there's something there for everybody. It's something is going to reside with every person that's looking at the JOT form link. So yeah, we are asking you know, if you could put a couple in, that's even better. You know, we want more diversity in nominations as well. We're looking to see new businesses that have grown and emerged during COVID be nominated. So in the past, sometimes we have the same businesses nominated over and over again because they're awesome. They're doing such a great job. But we definitely encourage you to think outside the box and look around, like, who's new? Who's done well? Who's really supported you over the last couple of years? And hopefully we get some new, unique businesses that are nominated.
Well, and you have a category there that's home-based business as well. And I've got to imagine that if that didn't exist before the pandemic, that area has probably grown hugely since then.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think home-based business, that'll be a very popular topic this year. It's a sector that's grown exponentially, and there's just so many people that have been able to work from home and, you know, create and frame really cool businesses in that environment. So I think that'll be a popular topic this year, but at the heart of it, yeah, I think whether it's, you know, Citizen Volunteer of the Year or it's Business Person of the Year, there's just, again, there's such diversity in the different, topics that or themes that there really is an opportunity for everybody to identify with something that's going to be really cool and engaging that they'll want to, you know, write the 250-word description on. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking everybody to get that into us by October 28th. And then what happens, the next step is that the Chamber of Commerce membership actually votes in their winner in each category. So we shortlist it to three. And when I say we actually have a very awesome panel that gets involved. We even have people from outside the community that are supporting that process. And that way we're making sure it's transparent and it's actually not the Chamber of Commerce, but we form an independent review party that actually does that work for us. And they don't even know who the businesses are. But it's really neat when you have people supporting us from outside of the community that can actually read the descriptions and say, oh, okay, I can see why this person's been nominated. And then they help with the shortlisting process to, again, keep that transparency there. So we have that shortlisting group. And then right after that, as I said, the chamber membership votes. And then we have plaques made. And then we get together and we have such an incredible kick-ass gala. And this year it's at the Friendship Center. Oh, so cool. It's going to be very, very exciting. And we've got some really fun things planned. There's going to be a bit of a recorded live stream portion of the event, but there's going to be a really unique silent auction, live auction, as well as dance party, live entertainment, you name it. We're going to stationize some, like a micro food expo with all local. And the theme is homegrown. So in that regard, we're going to keep every decision about the organizing aspects are going to be within a 50-mile radius. We're doing this entire event in-house, as local as we can. And I don't know that anyone else ever considers those things as an organizer when they're planning their galas or planning their events, but we're definitely making sure that this is all done locally, even the food, every aspect of it. So I think it's going to be exciting how it all comes together.
What do you think that a nomination means to a business, especially maybe one that this would be their first year being nominated? What do you think that that means, or what's some of the feedback that you get from people when they find out that they're nominated?
I think the business owners are rejuvenated. They're mm-hmm. excited. They feel legitimized. They feel seen. They feel that people, you know, identify with them. And it means something different to everyone, for sure. And I mean, it's hard to answer this question on behalf of everybody, but I do think it is a very positive thing for anyone that's you know, receives an award. Mm-hmm. And I think that they know it comes from the heart of the community. The Chamber of Commerce, we just facilitate it. Yeah. You know, like, we make the magic happen, but we're not the ones that are putting their names forward. We're not the ones that are deciding, and we're just awarding it and helping it that piece happen. But it's from the community. So who could not love an award that's coming from your entire community?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so people need to put in their nominations before October 28th, which is a Friday. And where can they go to find the form? What's the best way for them to contact you and find out about this?
So they can call the Chamber of Commerce. They can look at the Chamber of Commerce Facebook sites, the websites. Our website, we've got it everywhere right now. So it's very simple. Just even call the chamber and say, hey, what's that jot form link? Or check Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see it pinned to the top on any of our posts. And yeah, just take a few minutes. We really, really appreciate anyone that would take that time to do that. And I just want to say, to incentivize it, we're giving away a $35 hat, which is our Live Love Local Bulkalina Chaco hat. They're beautiful, amazing, really cool trucker hats. We're giving one to the first, you know, 10 to 15 people that actually fill out the entire jot form, that fill out all 13 categories. So if someone's going to spend 10 minutes to do a little work for us, we're going to reward them, and then we're going to put their name in for a $100 gift card of their choice. So we're definitely trying to incentivize it to make it a little fun.
Absolutely. Okay, great. Sheena, was there anything else that you want our listeners to know about before?
Just that if anyone wants to get involved and help out, we're happy to take volunteers. We're a nonprofit, so, you know, anyone else that wants to augment our capacity and get involved in the awards and volunteer or sponsor or donate, we welcome any of those helps to our cause.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Sheena.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time.